in the Spirit of God.
Yes. Oh, thank you. So that's who we fellowship with. Are you with a group?
So we worship in North Georgia with a group of Christians that are a group, the same, not connected with an organization or anything. But we have friends that they travel and they are just are sweet. They are such sweet friends, and they started in Washington and they came out here. They have a group that they meet up with in Knoxville.
Do they have a website or something?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not, you know, they don't have anything formal.
You know, okay.
I mean, it's not a denomination. It's not a.
Okay. Well, we have a website, but we don't have a denomination or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a website because if people are out searching for truth on the internet, they'll find it.
Yes.
And then we also pass that out. And I would encourage you to test that. I don't know what organization you belong to, but
Christians.
I don't know if... Okay.
We're just Christians. We follow the Bible.
Okay. You don't go to church or anything?
Oh, we worship God. We partake in communion and sing praises.
Okay, are you
and,
like and, home fellowship then, or what are you?
I mean, our building, our group is Church of Christ, but we're Christians. We're
oh, not, okay, so you are a denomination.
No,
Church
it's
of
not
Christ.
A denomination.
Okay.
Yeah.
If they might call themselves non-denomination, but they look like, act like, and do the same thing as denominations.
Okay.
They have Sunday worship that they call the Lord's Day.
Yes,
Church of Christ, they believe that baptism saves you. Water baptism doesn't save you.
Jesus saves.
Right, but not water baptism.
Well, that's how you come in contact with his blood, through baptism.
That's funny. We just talked to somebody else over there that said the exact same thing, but that's not true. The thief on the cross and Cornelius.
Yes.
And I'm going to give you those warnings. Go look it up. And this is something for the men that they should be reasoning in, but I can help you as a godly woman.
Sure.
They're not teaching you the full ways of a godly woman. Do you know, 1 Corinthians 11 says we're to cover our heads.
Oh, wait, just one second, girl.
But you don't have it on. You're exposing yourself.
I wear it whenever I pray.
The butt. Okay.
Every time I pray, because Paul says to wear it when you pray.
What are we doing? Pray and prophesy. Do you not think about the Lord all the time?
Hey, Steele. Yes, ma'am.
And what are we doing? We're talking about the things of God.
That's not what it says. It says praying and prophesying.
Prophesying, what is that? That's talking about the things of God. Right? And also, aren't the angels all over and the glory is to be covered? Just helping you out on that.
No, no, no.
And the Bible also,
I
notice you have a piercing in your nose.
Yes, ma'am.
We're not to be adorning ourselves. Makeup, jewelry is, it says in 1 Timothy 2 and 1 Peter 3.
What about Rebecca? Rebecca had a nose.
We're not in the Old Testament. We're in the New Testament.
That's true.
Yeah. So I'm just giving you some things to think about.
That's great.
More so than that is the Church of Christ has a false gospel, because if they're going to put water baptism in on the gospel, that's unbiblical, and I would warn you about that. Give your card. Are you married?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yeah. Give that to your husband. We'd love to hear from him and let the men reason in that. And then I help women in the ways of women. And the men are to go to doctrine, because the women are to be silent in the body when the men are teaching and stuff. I can give warnings and stuff, but I can't go deep into theology. And so if you'd pass that on to your husband, if he's a believer, or elders or whoever, I don't know. I don't know your life, but that would be great to hear from them.
Yeah.
And you check out our website.
So you live in this area?
Oh, no. We sold everything we have, and we live in a van. We travel the country, and we preach the gospel, and we warn it.
I cannot believe you don't know our friends.
What are their last names?
I can't believe I don't know Micaiah. I don't even know their last name.
Oh, okay.
Micaiah and Shira and Michael. I don't know.
Okay, I don't know.
It's just
we haven't
so
run
wild.
Into them. It's
you
a big world.
There would be, yeah, but even.
Are they Church of Christ also?
They have said disciples of Yeshua, but.
Okay, they might be Hebrew roots. You know what?
I mean, they just
that's another thing we're warning people is, see, you said you're Church of Christ.
I would never say I'm Church of Christ.
But you are. You go
Christian.
There. You are there. I just talked to some Amish and Mennonite women, and they said, well, we call ourselves Christian, but yet we're also that. And it's like, well, how can you call yourself a name that's not of Christ? We're followers of Christ.
I'm a Christian, absolutely, 100%. I would never
say well,
I'm Church of Christ.
That's awesome. I love your heart for that.
Yes.
I would encourage you to go deeper, because I just showed you some areas where you need to definitely go deeper. I don't know how long you've been a Christian.
It would be very hard for me since I was 10. It would be very hard for me to not believe that I contacted with the blood of Christ through baptism, because that's what the
Bible study
says.
The scriptures.
Yes.
If you study the scriptures, you wouldn't get that unless somebody taught that to you. Like Christmas and Easter. Do you guys practice Christmas and Easter?
Not religiously.
We don't.
But you do. See, those are pagan. You know, Revelation 22, 14, and 15 says, if you love and practice one lie, Acts 5, Ananias and Sapphira, what happened to them? One lie. Revelation 22, 14, and 15 say that whoremongers, murderers, adulterers are going to be left outside the gates of heaven. And those who love and practice a lie. Christmas is a lie. Easter is a lie.
Yeah.
There's lies in the Church of Christ. I just taught you that they're lying to you in some of their theology for women. That's many lies that you're practicing. So you're in a lot of danger.
The thing about
Christmas. Easter.
We don't celebrate Christmas.
Why is that a lie? What do you mean
and
by
Easter.
A lie? What are you defining as a lie?
That's do you acknowledge Christmas?
What do you mean when you say acknowledge Christmas?
It's like, is this your husband?
Is it any other day? Hey, yeah. Darling, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I need to stop then because...
No.
The men need to talk and reason. That's what it is. So I'm going to let you go. If he wants to talk to my husband, seriously, us women are supposed to follow the Bible in that way. And if we don't, that's a lie also. So I'm going to let you go. You got the card. If you want to give it to him, he can talk to my husband. It was nice talking to you. Take care.